I'm here as an artist. Right. I'm an owner. I got two hats.
Right.
So I'm an owner and I'm an artist. So I see both sides of the fence.
You know, I found out about it through Deontay Hitchcock because I bought his album off of it.
He did well.
Junkie in the Sun.
Yeah, he did well, man.
So it leads to my question. I see the critical acclaim. I see a lot of people talking about the album and their love for the album and the breath of fresh air that it brings and the thought that it provokes.
Yep.
And people actually buying it on the platform.
Yep.
I saw somebody spend $1,000.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. Mm. That's love, man. Mm. That's love, man. And the fans know how I hold them in high reverence. Without the fans, you can't do this, right, man. We can't do this without the fans. So I text some fans and talk to fans, daily, so I do show that type of gratitude and respect towards the fans. So for that, to get that purchase was dope.
Right.
And there's other purchases that were,
sure,
that were high, hundreds and 200s. And so I don't want to leave those people out, but it was just gracious, man. Gracious. Yeah.
And just for the fans who don't know, Lutely is a platform where you can sell your music. It's a marketplace where you can sell your music.
Yeah.
And fans can kind of pay what they want. You can set different tiers. And
absolutely.
They'll get the project depending on how much they want to spend.
Yep.
It's up to them.
Yeah. It's basically a one-stop shop too. You could, you get a master if like for independent artists, if you can't afford a master or don't know any mastering engineers, you can get your stuff mastered there. Do AI videos, captioning your lyrics out so you don't have to go to. So everything you need to put out an album is right there for you.
That's dope. That's super dope, man. Well, congratulations. So my question is, how do you, and we're still very early in the life of the album, but how do you measure success? I mean, there's obviously sales, there's critical acclaim, but what does success mean to Ransom in 2026 with The Price of Clarity?
It's a good question, man. You know what? I would say for me, success is, did I execute what I wanted to set out to do?
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people get judged, a lot of artists get judged on different criteria and stuff. And I think the criteria we should judge artists is, did they execute what they were trying to do?
Yeah.
Hey, Ransom, this is not catchy. Well, I wasn't trying to be catchy. Hey, Ransom, this is not this. Well, I wasn't trying to do that. Did I execute what I was trying to do? I was trying to get a certain point across, a certain mood, a certain texture. And did I execute that? And so if I check all those boxes for myself, it's a success. And a lot of times it's disappointing when an album leaves you. You know, because
it's not yours no more.
It's not mine anymore. You know, I had this relationship with it for so long, and it's like you're about to release, and it's like you get these jitters, like they gonna pick it apart.
Mm.
This perfect little thing I created, and they're just gonna rip it apart. Which is a lot of people not built for it, but I am. So you know, rip it apart, build it up, take it back down, build it back, whatever. It's yours, but it's not mine anymore.
You know, it's funny, I built this show and this is my first like independent, like this is all just me because I wanted to be the first. I love doing interviews and I didn't have a platform that was willing to front the money for the production anymore. So it's like, well, am I just going to stop? But I say all that to say, like, I relate because I recently did an interview with Rapsody.
Yeah.
And I answer to all the YouTube comments or as many as I can, good or bad or whatever. We could always have a discussion. And somebody said, man, you're really good, man. And I really appreciate you. But your interviews, man, they're kind of boring. I wish you was more like Drink Champs. And it kind of goes back to that thing. Well, what was the intent? And my response was, and Nori is my man. Shout out to Nori.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I love that, works perfect for Nori.
Right.
It makes sense.
Right.
I'm not going to get up here and drink with you play the drink again. That's just not who I am. And that's not my intent. And but it's funny that you say that when it leaves you and okay, if you're going to judge it, at least judge it on what the artist intended
to
do.
Please, man.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
That's like my pet peeve, man.
Mm.
Oh yeah. You're not catchy. I'm like, I'm not, listen, I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you judging me on these things that I'm not even trying to do? Right. I'm trying to be an elite lyricist. Am I executing that? If not, that's cool too.
Mm.
But just judge me on that.
Even though there's a little two-step on Boulay. it's a little hard-bottom shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't force it, though. I don't force the two-step.
Yeah.
It comes.
Yeah. Might be a clap and a spin.
I do that, but I don't force it, man. I hate that, you know, those forced.
Right.
I got to make a club joint. I got to do this type of joint. I got to do this type of joint. I hate that, man. Yeah. If it comes to you, it comes to you.
Yeah, nah, that's real. I want to kind of go back because you've had an interesting and long career and many phases in your career. But I just want to get hearing your mentality now makes me think about, OK, what was your mentality when you first came in the game? What was the goal when you first came in on the mixtapes, when you first came in with A-Team? Like, how did you think your career was going to go? What were you aiming for in those days?
Yeah. I think a lot of times people don't have a purpose when they enter this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I had a purpose. Of course, it was the same old, I want women, I want money,
mm-hmm.
I want success and fame, and I want people to love what I do and, you know, all the good things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give it, you know, all the bad stuff. I wasn't thinking about that. I just wanted all the riches and the fruits mm-hmm. of my labor and all that shit. I didn't think I was going to come be this far, mm-hmm. Mentally. And, I didn't see it happening. I wanted a record deal,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wanted hit records and mm-hmm. I wanted what every other artist wanted when they first, stepped into this shit. And, navigating this industry, it turned me into something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it turned me into, I had this goal and then the navigation took me somewhere else. And I'm glad it did.
Yeah.
I'm glad it did.
At least from the outside looking in, it looks like, and it always looks better from the outside looking in, but it looks like you're better off this way. It looks like.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
For sure.
At what point in the journey did you figure out, oh, this maybe traditional way of how we think about, you know, getting signed to Bad Boy, getting signed to Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. Yo, I need the Def Jam deal.
Yeah.
And you're around that stuff. You're in the studio writing for certain cats and all of that. Yeah. So you've seen
it's always
it.
Almost there.
Right.
So it's always like a grasp away, but you just can't get it. The deal, like you said, the Rockefeller deal, the Bad Boy, all these things just seem so close. And year after year after year, it escapes you. And then you find yourself 10, 15 years in.
Yeah.
Still. Like, oh, but I thought this was my year. I thought this year was my year. The next year, it's my year. And then you find yourself 20, 25 years in, like, damn.
Mm.
You know, damn. It ain't my year. You know, and then there was a point, to answer your question, it was a point of accountability.
Mm.
I was one of those people who blamed others. I'm not doing this because of this. I'm not doing this. I'm not here because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's this reason, it's that reason. And when I said, nah, it's me, I can control it. You know, I can control it.
Isn't it more freeing that way? Like in terms of, because if the accountability isn't there and it's somebody else's fault, then you're just a victim to the circumstance and the whims of anybody else. Once you take that accountability, you kind of become the master of your own shit.
You can actually fix it. And a lot of people don't want those problems. So they fall into the blame game because you can't fix those problems. If I blame him, I can't fix him.
Right.
Or if I blame a situation, or I used to blame where I was from. They don't like me because I'm from here.
Jersey.
How am I going to fix that?
Yeah.
There's no way I can fix it.
Yeah.
And I harped on that. And then when I started to hold myself accountable, it's like, I can fix that. That's going to take work.
Right.
Damn, I can fix that too. That's going to take work. So I started working on myself and things got better.
That's dope. The Price of Clarity starts with this intro and it's really, and I appreciate the intro again, because you talk about judge me for my intent, judge me for what I'm going for. And I think it sets up the mission statement very clearly, or it starts to paint the picture. And you tell this story, or it's another voice telling the story, but
yeah, my boy,
I have a feeling Jason. You wrote it.
No, Jason Lamar. Yeah, he you know, we are very like-minded.
Okay.
So yeah, he wrote it. He wrote all his little.
Because some of those interludes are written in rhyme, like it's spoken in speech, but they actually rhyme.
He thinks he's not a rapper, but he thinks like
that's
one.
That's dope.
And we talk a lot, so we share a lot of the same interest And so when he penned it out and did it, I was like, yep, that's it right there.
Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to take it away from you. But when I heard the rhyme schemes and the speech patterns, I'm like, oh, Rand wrote that. Somebody else say
it. I was about to.
Right.
I was about to take the credit. I'm not going to do that. Right. Jason Lamar wrote that.
Yeah. Man, shout out to Jason. So it sets up with this scenario of you know, we see something on the news and it's tragic and we all start to cry collectively as a society, and then we see something entertainment, celebrity based that makes us all wipe the tears and forget about what it is. And most people can go through their lives and live like that.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a damnation to have the clarity.
It is. And that's what this album is. That's what it's about. Like, I can't go backwards. Mm. It's almost like, you know, I know it's cliche to mention the Matrix, but that's basically what it is. Once you see the other side, it's like, man, well, in the Matrix, you could take the pill and go back. But in real life, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Mm. So it's like, well, I can't talk about the same things. Conversations are not the same. Nothing's the same. Nothing is the same once you see what this shit is. Now I see the world for what it is, not what I want it to be. I think a lot of people see it for what they want it to be. Like, oh, this is how it should be. That's not how it is. Mm. I see the world for how it is. Mm. And that's a clarity that you can't unsee. And it's damaging and joyful at the same time.
Right.
Because you get to see shit that other people don't see.
Were there events, in thinking about the intro, that tragic event and then the event that makes everybody laugh and smile, in real life, was there a time that you seen that where the light bulb clicked for you?
Yeah, all the time. It's like you could see someone go from posting a funeral,
right,
and then the very next post would be a Cancun.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or posting something in the hospital with their grandmother.
Right.
And then the very next post would be laughing at some Drewski or some shit, which is, you know, not the name drop.
Yeah.
Because he's hilarious. But you know what I mean, right? Just, it's like these are...
Oof. It's real talk, man.
Real talk, man. I like that talk, man. Shout out to Rob Markman for asking good questions, too.
No doubt.
For sure.
How you go from posting pictures of grandma to you somewhere in Santa Monica with your hands on? Somebody got boobies like Pam Angon. How you going from being at a funeral to celebrating how your mama just beat a tumor, though? Crazy. Yeah. It's real ill, bro. Like, that's... And you know, I don't even be watching people's grams like that. Honestly, I don't even be watching the gram like that at all. Mm. I'm not even really into social media swiping, bro.
Mm.
I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm going onto my own page and I'm posting. Mm-hmm. And that might sound hella selfish, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not really watching people like that. You know what I mean?
That's not weird. That's not weird.
People
might think it's weird, but it's not weird.
I'm on YouTube striving to learn things, God. You know what I'm saying? I'm on YouTube.
That's what I'm on, too.
You know what I mean? Like, I go on YouTube, and I'm striving to learn things about the brain, about the mind, about the universe. And that's it. You know?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. No, I'm that way, too. And for me, I can see the benefit in engaging still with certain people that I actually want to community with.
That's the other side for sure.
So it's like, yeah, the fine line.
For sure.
The fine line. But still, at the end of the day, always your output on there should be more than your input, the way I see it. Because if you're just on there as a consumer, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're just on there as a consumer, like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's pointless. It's soul-sucking.
So I would say the ratio would still have to be more output than input. And even if that's 100% output and no input, like, you're just posting your own things and then not going on indulging, that's honestly better than doing more indulging. Then your output, because it's like, bro, you're just caught up. You just caught up with other people's lives. It's not bring attention
to your own life.
Uh Uh-huh.
Where attention goes, energy flows.
Uh-huh.
So this is a famous line from Dispenza, and it's and too many people are putting energy into other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Comparing yourself when you look at people online.
Mm-hmm. So what does that do?
I ain't got no time to be comparing myself. That's why I don't even be listening to rappers like that anymore.
Mm.
I don't got time to be, because, bro, you listen to rappers too much, you're going to start comparing yourself.
Mm.
Subconsciously, they're going to start being the architect of your music.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's why I listen to my own music a lot, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially not when I'm cooking, because I'm always cooking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to listen to the bounce that I just got, you know what I mean? The session we just did, the song that I've been, the songs on a project I listen to over and over and over and make sure they're right and exact.
Yo, G.
It's just being a part of the craft.
Or,
like,
you know, or I listen to instrumentals.
Mm.
That's my, like, that's it. Or I won't even listen to music. Like, I don't even listen to rap music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to funk. I'm listening
to
R&B. I'm listening to a lot of 90s R&B, 80s, you know, SOS band. I'm listening to other things because, bro, I could listen to Ransom for a day and start rapping like Ransom.
Yeah.
That's it. I could listen to 38. Nigga, I mastered 38's whole flow.
Mm-hmm.
His cadence and everything. I'm telling you, like, that's who I be. Some people are very good at it, right? You know, you can mimic sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you can emulate the sound. You can speak it. You can talk it. Walk it. You know what I mean? That's why it's like, for me, when I, it's nothing for me to start doing a bunch of random voices and like random accents and all. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm good. I can hear it. And I can exchange it. I can express what I'm hearing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, you know, I also want to touch on the gem that he gave as far as that company called Lootly,
yeah.
That platform, and interacting with the fans, right? And, you know, see, you get a fan who loves your music, man, they pay $1,000 for your album. Nigga, $1,000 for your album.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much streams you have to get on Spotify to get $1,000?
A few million at least.
At least. At least. And you can't even get fucking paid for streams now until you have 1,000 followers.
Mm.
So what are we talking about here? $1,000 for an album. That's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Direct to consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And all you gotta do is get those fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, yo, you like my music? Yo, check out this fucking bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Yeah.
Come over here and purchase it. Get that. You wanna hear that? Yo, bop, 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 bop. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
That's it, man.
Straight up, G.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. And when I listen to these things, man, I think you know, I said not to compare yourself, and don't compare. Be aware
mm-hmm.
of what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an artist right now listening, be aware of what they're doing. What's working for them may work for you, it may not. But at least you know, as an independent artist, you can make money and make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ransom's doing it.
That's true.
So, if somebody likes your shit, nigga, $1,000 might be your rent for this month.
Mm-hmm.
Off of it living in our city.
Mm-hmm.
More than that. But still,
mm-hmm.
that's off of one project.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the people are paying 50, 200,
mm-hmm.
right? You know what I mean? Sure, you can make 10 G's in one fucking one month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, use that money to send it off to other people in other places. Target other places. Shit. Make that money back again.
There you go.
And double it, right?
Just flipping it.
But it really starts inside too, though. You know what I mean? Everything starts inside, God. Like, honestly, energy. Yo, you know what I mean? A nigga go for the sales all he wants, right? You could even hustle. But if you don't energetically feel that you're deserving of it, it's gonna fucking pass you, nigga, like a goddamn seagull.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Ha! That's the fucking... That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Nah, for sure. You attract what you are.
Yo, man.
half these people that are famous, they suck. They fucking suck. Their music sucks. They're sucky people. And you know why they're sucky people? Because they're sucking your energy. When you spend all that money on their whack-ass merchandise, you're purchasing their freaking music, you're listening to their music 24/7 in your subconscious, till now they become the architect of your fucking mind.
Woo!
And you can't even think for yourself. You're thinking, what would Taylor Swift do? What would Bad Bunny be like? How would Cardi B treat this guy?
Yo, do not confuse...
Oh, my goodness.
Do not confuse celebrities with teachers. Please.
Real shit, God.
We cannot do that, y'all. We already learned. We done learned.
You feel learned these before. Flames right now? Am I hadouking it?
Do not...
Yoga flame!
See celebrities you know as I mean? Teachers. You know what family. I mean? No, and, family.
And they suck.
Don't do that.
And they got the machine behind them that can just push that garbage to you. Here's a fucking... Here's 100,000. Market to every fucking little child on the fucking corner. All right, we got all of them. Let's go over to that corner over there.
Oh, he brought a trading post.
Yo, he brought a trading post into the jungles fucking corners of that continent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now we're done with this whole block. Let's go a couple blocks down.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and that's how they be doing it. Household to household, God.
That's why this shit's important out here too, G. Because Van City's like, the devil ain't majorly done that over here yet. It's ours. The peoples, bro. It's for the people, by the people. It's got to be like that. Or we're just going to get pimped like everyone else.
For the people, by the people.
They're going to pimp your sound.
You know what I mean? Like, that's real shit, though. And, yo, they do got them. They got a lot of people. Because they're mastered. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They're mastered.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I see that.
Think about the youth we build with. They're like 9 years old. They like Lil Durk. 7 years old, like Lil Durk. Lil Durk! He put somebody down, nigga! He in jail right now! These 7 year olds won't be like Durk! Am I losing my mind? Am I tripping? I ain't tripping!
Yeah, it's been crazy.
This is real shit!
It's been crazy.
You can't make this shit up, bro! Yo, and I'm not saying nothing against Durk. Nothing against Durk. I don't know Durk. I ain't got nothing to say bad about Durk. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to be in the streets, nigga. I know what it's like to be facing a goddamn... You know what I mean? I know what it's like. Right? I'm just saying. The consumption of what people are taking into their minds on a daily basis, they wonder why they can't get out of bed. Oof. And wonder why they get out of bed, they go to their shitty-ass job. Because they're in what? Fight or flight, nigga. I know. Because I'm there. I've been there. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're going through. Stop fronting. Don't front, kid. You know we got you open.
Facts.
Don't front, kid. You know we got you open. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Yo, man. Everything's inside of us, bro. Everything. Why are we looking outside? Yo, let's get to the music, God.
We gonna get it, G. Let's Boom Bap Syndicate, man. CJSF 90.1 FM, man. Y'all know where to find the real.
Some shit you've never seen. My words is like art to better be for the head of steam. Blood from a rapper makes for better streams. You better leave, cause there is no honor amongst a den of thieves. There's no remorse for the enemies. Was meant to freeze, the temperature set to 10 degrees. My heart's numb, that's where this poetry starts from. It's sorta like music from the strings of a harp strum. It's angelic cause Rand said it. Two J's up like that man Reddick. Blood on a crack lens. The view on your cam reddish. Cause I only pack tens like it was a damn fetish. I'm not with your whack trends. That shit is a pandemic. I'm just gonna rap gems, rare jewels and band relics. Just give that man credit. He's on a journey never been walked before. But the vision is clear, I'm seeing it more and more. In this vision I'm blessed, took a breath when I saw the score. Life's a quiz and a test, a lesson learned that was taught in war. Never skipping a step, I question thoughts of me falling off. Is it prison or death, it's less remorse in the court of law. Yeah, this a view that's never been saw before. Make a choice, life or death, have you seen Saul before? Door to door, like Jehovah coming to reason. This beef ain't with you, like in the stomach of vegans. You in the wrong circle if everyone is agreeing. Discover your third eye, two for looking, one is for seeing. Yeah, why would they summon this demon? My daughters come from a heathen, but I'm the one they believe in, huh? My past life got my reputations preceding me. Guns, drugs, murder, investigations, and legal fees. School of hard knocks, us street niggas don't need degrees. No remorse, hella freeze before any street agrees. You know it's better off if we agreed. Before you let success in the door, you gon' need the keys. Tell me if you heard lies. See the world through a magnified glass view. Now I'm dropping tears from a third eye. I know what I specialize in, boy. Pure chaos. Yo. Was known as a violent man, but I came in peace. It took a lovely wife and a couple daughters to tame a beast. I blame the streets, but don't think for 1 second my name is sweet. I aim a piece and you gon' have to weave longer than Angel Reese. It's harder to keep a score when you play for keeps. Save your grief, you'll never switch places with those in graves to see. Never. Me, I'm on a shaded beach, fresh fruits and a plate of quiche and a ray of sweets. The way they don't understand when I say capiche. I'm living good to say the least. I peeped all the tools that the powerful used to slay the weak. Now what kind of wolf would you say I was if I saved the sheep? The same kind of fool you would think I was if I stayed asleep. Now take a brief moment to realize when a savior speaks. Speak. I seen big enough demons to shake a priest. Close your eyes if your faith is weak. Yeah. My words are strong as columns in ancient Greece. Yeah. My peace of mind knows that it ain't no peace. Let's see. It's funny how y'all react when these rappers talk. Niggas on their gram speaking politics, I just laugh it off. Consider it an afterthought, that's bullshit to a matador. I moved my whole fam to the islands, that was the last resort. Now, yep. I ain't trying to flash a flaws, I'm just saying the path is lost. Celebrities who sold us out, all for the cash of course. Damn. Testing your intelligence, tell me why we can't pass the course. When your thoughts is irrelevant, evil can never have remorse. That's real talk. See the face of the reaper grieve when the mask is off. You ain't half the cloth. All these niggas is fabric soft, material is trash. Get ripped to shreds with a classic wash. Spin cycles, I've been cycles since Cage and Asher Ross. A long time. Y'all can't match up, so it's time to pass the torch. Become a skywalker in heaven, but you never had the force. They tried to lock me up, but it took up half the force. You're bossing up, but gotta ask your boss. Worker. Memoirs of these ex-convicts, conflicts. Y'all better duck when this left arm lifts. You Fred Hampton or Fred Sanford posing as John Wick. You decide, the war's in your front yard, nigga, do or die. Do or die. Yeah. Memoirs of these ex-convicts, conflicts. Y'all better duck when this left arm lifts. You Fred Hampton or Fred Sanford posing as John Wick. You decide, the war's in your front yard, nigga, do or die. Yeah. I know what I'm trying to do out here, right? I'm feeling like, sort of feeling like Nicky Santoro when he was talking to Ace Rothstein, like, you know what I'm trying to do here. Ace, you know what I'm trying to do here, right? Not feeling me, not feeling me, man. I'm trying to take over, man. Y'all ain't with me, though. Y'all ain't reading the room, man. It's out here for us. We just gotta take it. I do that shit by myself, I don't even care. yeah, we pray.